Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
November is being celebrated as Eat Jamaican Month. The month-long series of events coincide with the 10th anniversary of the Eat What We Grow, Grow What We Eat campaign. The campaign is a national call for action to encourage Jamaicans to play their part in responding to the appeal to plant and consume more local foods. In this program, we'll hear from one woman who has responded to the call and is encouraging others to do the same.
This is Dr. Bird flying and checking out all of Jamaican crop. What mighty and fancy?
Yeah. Hey, my auntie little backyard full of tomato, kalalua, and more. She grows some good things.
My cousin have pumpkin, gumbo peas, and scallion. You fit TSR soup.
Yes, Jamaica food full of vitamins and minerals.
I'll go and plant up my backyard right now.
Me too.
Let us grow what we eat.
And eat what we grow.
It's must him feed him one to make him so fussy.
Then, missus, people still walk around with thermos in at this age and time?
Apparently. Don't you see me with one? My baby don't want nothing but him good homemade banana and planting porridge. So I make them and travel with them everywhere I go.
I give my children only the best. List the name brand baby foods and cereals, and that's what my children are having.
How you know that is best? Listen to me. No better than when you can't cut. Or buy a Hannah banana, peel, blend, or grate that and boil it down with some rich coconut milk from coconut where you blend or grate. That is the best. Cause you make it. So you know everything that go into it from start to finish. It not full of a preservative and all kinds of chemicals.
I can't bother with all the hassle of peeling and grating all these things. I like the convenience.
Excuse me, Mommy. Can I get a snack, please?
Sure, darling. I have an apple, a ripe till it purple, June plum, mango and some carrot. Which one you want?
I'll take the June plum and carrot.
What? Did I hear right? Is which picnic nowadays asking for fruits and vegetables as snacks? It doesn't matter how I fancy up, my kids will not eat them. All them want is chips and soda. How do you get your son to eat his fruits and veggies?
You see? I grew up in the country where our food was always fresh because we either pick it off the tree or dig it up out of the ground. So I know the benefits of fresh foods. And even though I'm not in the country now, I want my child to know the benefits of eating the foods that grow around him. So I started training him taste buds from very early. From him was able to eat, I've been feeding him from the fruit trees and the little vegetable garden that we have planted around the back of my yard.
You actually have a backyard garden? How do you find the time?
To tell her the truth, between going to work and taking care of my son, time is limited. But I know that cheese tricks and sodas and plenty of the imported things are not the best nourishment for my growing son. So I make the time to plant little things. And the money I save from not having to buy these things, I consider extra blessing.
You are really serious about this, man. I would really like to do that.
You can, you know. I have some seedlings that I was going to plant this weekend. Just stop by the house and I can give you a few to start. And you may need some help getting the space ready to plant. So I can give you a number for a nice little gentleman that did help me with the plowing.
I would really appreciate that. Because when you think about it, it really makes sense to grow the foods we eat and eat the foods we grow.
Mm-hmm.
Callaloo yam planting. So good. Eating healthy is eating Jamaican. Our foods are produced under top conditions, so you get the best. Jamaican food is full of flavor, high in nutrition with lots of vitamins and minerals. When you eat Jamaican, you support our agricultural workers and their families. That's over 1 million Jamaicans. Keep yourself and Jamaica strong. Grow what we eat and eat what we grow.
The proverb for this morning is, cockroach no business in a foul fight. Translation, cockroach has no business in a foul fight. This means that if you can't add value to a situation or argument, don't get involved. Because if you do, you will wish you didn't. That's our program for today. Join us again on this station for another edition. I am Camilla Guthrie with studio engineer Joel Samuels, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.